Today's shiur is Masechta Ksuvah Staf Kuf Yud Beis. Beis Rashem, we will be Masechta the Masechta, and we begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the widest lines. Vam Rav Chi Bar Yosef. The Gemara continues to discuss Eretz Yisrael and the wonderful characteristics of Eretz Yisrael. It says the Gemara Vam Rav Chi Bar Yosef, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetoytzi Gluskos Uklimelis. Eretz Yisrael will produce ready-made baked goods and fine woolen clothing. Shnemar Yipisas Bar Ba'aretz. There will be an abundance of grain. And also could refer to klimat milas, which is very fine wool. And as the Sharm Tzion of Halacha helps us understand these Gemaras that discuss Eretz Yisrael and the wonderful characteristics of Eretz Yisrael, and how do these sugyos come in to Masechta Ksuvos, explains the Sharm Tzion of Halacha. As we've been learning our Masechta, which discusses Ksuvah, which is the contract that exists between a chos and a kala, husband and wife. So too, Klal Yisrael are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a ksuba with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Torah. And the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is Eretz Yisrael. And if we act properly, as a wife is supposed to act towards a husband, then we are worthy of the wonderful brachas that Eretz Yisrael has. Mefarshim go on to explain that before Adam HaRishon had done the Aveira that we learn about in Parashas Bereishis with eating from the Eitz Hadas, the world was a perfect world. But however, after the Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam HaRishon, v'zeyas apecho toicha lechem, and we have to work hard to get food and clothing. However, our Gemara refers to the time of Mashiach, when that world will come back to the perfect world, and the world will, and this requirement to work hard for our needs will no longer be here. And in fact, the Haflah says, this was the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel, v'nosn li lechem lechoil ubeged lilboish. Yaakov Avinu wasn't mispalel, says the Haflah, just for bread and clothing. He certainly had a munah that every Jew will have bread, what to eat, and clothing to wear. He davened for the time that the world will be a perfect world, that the breged will be lechem lechoil, the bread that's produced will be ground, will be ready to eat immediately, and the beged that we will get will be ready to be worn immediately. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says that we just quoted, Yehi pisas bar ba'aretz b'roish horim. Amru, asida chita shetetamer kedekol v'oyle b'roish horim. It will be a time where a wheat stalk will grow up and be as tall as a palm tree and will go up till the mountaintops. Shemetamer yesh tzal katzroi. Even though this certainly represents a tremendous bracha that the wheat will grow so tall, but perhaps it also represents something difficult that we'll have to climb to be able to get to the wheat. Tamaloima yirash kilvonon piryoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi ruach mebeis genozov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring out a wind from his storehouses. Umenash balov, and it blows on the stalk. Umashra saltoi, and its flower will fall from it. V'adam yotz l'toich soda, and person will go out to the field. Umevi molei pisas yodoi, and he will be able to bring a palmful of this flower home, and for that he and his entire family will have what to live on. Mefarshim point out, here the Gemara says that there will be soilus, that there will be flour. In the previous Gemara, the Gemara says that there will be ready-made bread. So one pshat that I saw is that even in a world where there'll be ready-made bread immediately produced, people sometimes need flour for certain recipes, and that will be the flour that will be found. Another pshat is that even in the world of after Mashiach, the entire world will not all look the same, and there will be people of different levels. Some people will be zaycha, that the food that they get will be ready-made bread. others will not be zoicha to that, but they will be zoicha that at least that the flour that they receive will be this high quality flour. And furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that part of the bracha of the world to come will be that it will be just a palmful. All we will need will just a palmful of flour and will be enough to satiate us and our entire families. And the pasuk continues speaking about Eretz Yisrael. In chelef klayus chita, with wheat as fat as kidneys, asida chita shtei klayus shoshara gadol. Each kernel of wheat will be as large as the two kidneys of a large axe. Valtatama, and how could somebody say that that is conceivably possible? Shirei shul kinein belefis. There was a situation where a fax made its home in a turnip, v'shekluah, and they weighed that turnip, u'matzabah shishim litrim, and they found that the turnip was large enough to hold 60 litrim. The litrim shotzapari, we know throughout Shasta different types of measures, and litrim shotzapari typically represents the largest measure, and in the litrim shotzapari, that it was that large. The Mefarshim go on to explain what are we focused on wheat, because we know the Mefarshim said that the Gemara says Masechta Sanhedrin that Eitz Hadas that we referred to earlier that Adam Harishon ate from was a chita, and what was as we're learning in our Gemara, the purpose of Mashiach and the world of after Mashiach is going to be the world like it was before Adam Harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. So the Gemara focuses on the wheat, and furthermore the Mefarshim explained why does the Gemara say that the wheat will be as large as two kidneys. So the Mefarshim explained, we know that throughout Shas, the Gemara says that the kidneys are the seat of wisdom. Kloyos yoatzois. And the wheat that we will eat when Mashiach and Mitzvah Shem comes will be wheat that will teach us in two very important lessons. It will teach us to be sumira, to avoid doing the wrong thing, and will also teach us, the other one will teach us vasei toiv, to know and how to do the right thing. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Omer Reb Yosi, Ma'isa b'sichem b'echad sheniach lo yoviv shlosh b'ad echadol. There was a situation in sichem where somebody his father left him over three stalks of mustard. V'nifshach achmehem, one of the stalks branched off. V'nimtzba tisha kabin chadol, and it produced 9 kabin of mustard seed. V'eitzav sichu by sukkas yotzen, and the wood of that branch was enough to build a roof over a hut. Amrav Shimat Achlifa, Klach Shal Kruv Nichlan Abba, our father left us over a stalk of cabbage, Vayino Oilim Vayarda by Kasulam, and to be able to go up in town on this tree, we had to go up on a ladder, it was so tall. The Gemara continues to discuss the Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk says, Vidam Onov Tishtachamam, Amru, Loi ka'olam hazeh olam haba. This world and the next world are not identical. Olam hazeh yesh bo tzar liftzai lidrech. Somebody wants to collect grapes. There's a lot of work involved. He has to cut it. He has to crush the grapes. Olam haba, however, in the next world, maybe another axe b'krein v'sfina. It'll take a wagon or a boat just to carry one grape. And he leaves it in the corner of his house, and he draws wine from that grape, just like somebody draws wine if he were to have a large keg of wine in his home. And the wood is used for fuel under the food. What is the Eitzov? Some say it's actually the wood of the grape, but that's somewhat of a difficult shot. Where do we find wood by a grape? So Mefarshim explained that Eitzov means the seed of the grape will be so large that it can be used for fuel. Others say that the keg, the wine will be put into a keg, and the keg will then be used as fuel. Ve'elecha kol anova v'anova, and there will not be any grape. Shein v'shloish shagar miyayin, they will not produce 30 saw of wine. Shenemar v'dav anov tishta chomer al tikri chomer el chomer. Chomer is a measurement that's equal to 30 saw. Kiyasar of Dimi Amar, Maidik Siv, this that it says in the Pasuk, but the Birchas Yaakov, to his children, Osri legefen iroi, ein lochag kol gefen megefesh Eretz Yisrael. There won't be any grapevine in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein tzarich ir achas lifter. That won't require an entire city to pick its grapes. Ulusarekoi bnei asanoi. Even the barren trees of Eretz Yisrael that aren't giving fruit now, in mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes, it'll produce two loads of donkeys of grapes. Perhaps we'll say that these grapes will be a poor quality that can't produce wine. He's going to launder his garments in wine. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, why would somebody want to use wine to clean his clothing? Why will only make his clothing dirty? So one shot I saw is, what the Gemara means to say is that there'll be such an abundance of wine like water. We use water to clean our clothing. In those days, wine will be as abundant as water. Another pshat that I saw is that wine was typically used as a detergent to take out stains. And the Gemara is saying that there'll be an abundance of wine to use for detergent. V'shematayma ena adam. Perhaps we'll say the wine won't be red. And as we know, in halacha, typically red wine is considered the preferable wine. Tamaloymer v'dam anovim. It'll be like blood, red. V'shematayma ena merava. It's not going to be strong wine that could intoxicate. Tamaloymer susoy. Susoy is lashon hasasa, entice. It'll be able to make people drunk to entice them, which happens with wine with a high alcohol content. Shematayma ein by tam. Perhaps one will say that it won't have a good taste. Tamaloyma hachlili einayim miyayin. Kol hech shetaymar, every palate that tastes this wine, amalili, give me more of this. Shematayma lo naorim yofa uzakenim. It'll be poor quality wine. Older individuals appreciate older wine, better wine, not younger individuals. Tamaloymer ulven shinaim mechalev. Altek ulven shinaim el leben shonim. Even a person who's older will appreciate this wine. Ask the Gemara, Pashta the Krabba Mike Siv. What is the Poshup shot in this Pasuk? Kyosra of Dimi Omar. Amar Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Revise Beinecha, give me a hint with your eyes that you love me. The Basa Mechamra, that would be sweeter to me than any wine I can drink. Va'achvili Shinayich, and show me your teeth. Your teeth are shown typically when one smiles. The Basa Mechalva, which is to me sweeter than milk. Masayla Rabbi Yochanan, which is what Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Damer Rabbi Yochanan, Toiv Hamablon Shinaim L'Chaveroi. It's better when somebody shows the whiteness of his teeth to someone else, Yoisim Mashkeya Chelev, more than when he gives him milk to drink. Shinema Leven Shinaim Micholev, Artikri Leven Shinaim. Don't say white toothed, Eliban Shinaim, the whitening of the tooth. Smiling towards a person is better than serving him milk. And as Mefarshim explained, even though typically drinking milk, we know milk is healthy, and milk makes people feel good and makes them healthy, treating people nicely, making people feel good, is more important even than any milk that he can drink. And I saw and that's why the halacha is, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzedaka, that tzarich litein tzedaka, when one gives tzedaka to another individual, he has to give it b'seiv panim yafais, b'simcha u'b'tov levav, making the person who's collecting the tzedaka feel good, al gemara libun shinayim, making somebody feel good. And I once saw from Reb Sholem Shvadron, said in a drasha, in the name of the altar of Slobodka, he says, imagine if there was someone in shul who every morning after davening would stand at the entrance of a shul with bottles of milk, and every person as he was leaving shul, he would give him, before he starts his day, a cup of milk to drink. Certainly we would say that this individual is a tremendous Baal Chesed. What a wonderful, nice person he is. Said the altar of Slobodka, let's learn our Gemara. Our Gemara says that giving a person a smile, making a person feel good, is even more important and more valuable than the milk we could serve him. So says the Alter, it's so much easier to smile to a person than to go and buy milk and serve the milk every day. And it's so easy for us to accomplish what the Gemara says just by every morning being nice to a person, giving him a smile and making him feel good. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chiya Abba Makri Tardeki the Reish Lakish Abba. Rav Chiya Abba was the person who was the teacher of Reish Lakish children. If Gatlasa Yamin Velayasa, he did not come for 3 days to teach the children. Kiyasa, when he finally came, Amalei Amayef Garta. So Reish Lakish asked, why were you missing? Amalei, Dallas Echas Hanichli Abba. My father left me over one vine, Ubitsati Mimeni Yoim Rishon, and on the first day I picked from it, Sholosh Meis Eshkoil, 300 clusters of grapes, Eshkel Agarev. Each cluster produced a saw of wine. Yom Sheni B'tzati B'menei Sholosh Meis Eshkoilis. On the second day, I took again 300 clusters, Shtei Eshkoilis Lagarev, and it produced two clusters produced a saw of wine. Yom Shlishi, on the third day, B'tzati Sholosh Meis Eshkoilis. I picked 300 clusters, Sholosh Eshkoilis Lagarev. Every three clusters produced a saw. And then I left half of it hefker. Omle, Eli Defkat, had you not missed teaching my children, have of the tvei, it would have made even more. So Mefarshim asked, why was Reish Lakish upset at him? He had to get the grapes and crush them. So Mefarshim answered what Reish Lakish meant to say, tell him was, teaching my children Torah is more important than anything else that you can and should do. And what you should have done is hire someone else to teach them to take care of your grapes, and you should have not missed teaching my children Torah. The Mefarshim also point out that if we follow what happened here, it's not really consistent, because the Gemara says that on the first day each Eshkol produced one saw, the second day each Eshkol produced two saw, the third day two Eshkols produced a saw. The third day, three Eshkols produced a saw. It's not consistent. On the third day, it should have taken four. So the Mefarshim, so the Ben Yayod explains, the Gemara wants to follow Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph, the first day, one Eshkol produced a Garif. The second day, two Eshkols. And the third day, three Eshkols. The lesson that the Gemara is trying to teach was that because you missed teaching the children the Torah, which is written with Aleph, Beis, Gimel, because of that, you suffered that the quantity of wine diminished. Says the Gemara, Rami Yecheskel Ikla B'nei Barak. Rami Yecheskel arrived to B'nei Barak. Chazu Lahani Izi. He saw goats, the Ka'ochlan Tusi Te'ina. They were eating on the fig trees. The Kant of Duf Shemateini. Honey, fig honey was dripping from the figs, and milk was dripping from the goats, and the honey and the milk were mixing together. Omer, he said, this is what the Torah speaks about, so I saw a very nice fart. The Gemara Masechet Bechairis teaches us that how do we know that one is allowed to eat milk, to drink milk? Shouldn't we be concerned that milk is Eva Menachai? So the Gemara says, since we did see that the Torah calls Eretz Yisrael, Eretz, Zavas, Cholav, Devash, so it's obvious that Cholav is Mutter. Otherwise it wouldn't be called Eretz, Zavas, Cholav, Devash. Ask the crazy placey, what's the raya that Cholav is Mutter to be drunk? Maybe you're allowed to take milk and sell it, but it doesn't mean that you're allowed to actually drink it. Says Seder Mefarshim, our Gemara is the proof. Our Gemara says that look at what this wonderful situation that happened here, that the milk and honey came together. Now the Mefarshim point out that if it would be not permissible to drink milk, so what happened here is that the milk actually ruined the honey. That until now we could drink the honey, we could use the honey, and now we can't drink use the honey. The fact that now we can, that the Gemara says that this was a bracha of Eretz Zavas Chalav Devash, it's a proof that not only may milk be used to be sold, but milk could even be drunk. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Yaakov ben Destoy. Milud la'ayna shloish milin. From the city of Lod to Ayna is 3 milin. Pamachas kananti b'neshev. I once got up early in the morning. V'lachti at kasuli b'dvash shal ta'enim. And I walked in honey in that entire area. The Farshim say it was specifically before dawn, when it was still dark, and that's why he wasn't able to notice that the ground was full of honey. Amrei Shlokish, L'di chazali sovas chal dvash shal tzipari. I saw the area of tzipari that has milk and honey, to have a shitzimil and shitzimil. It was 60 mil and 60 mil. The Farshim explained why specifically tzipari was the area that had this bracha. Swamp shot, they say, is like we learned earlier. Tzipari was one of the areas in Eretz Yisrael that was specifically blessed as a very fertile, blessed area. Another pshat that I saw is that Tzipari was on top of a mountain, and it was very windy in Tzipari. So typically, the people who lived in Tzipari were always doing tshuva because of the weather conditions, and that's why they had the bracha that in their area it should be zavas chal v'dvash. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we just said, given that Tzipari was on top of a mountain, in those days they didn't have clocks and watches, so how did they know when Shabbos was over? When it was dark. In Tzipari, it's noticeably darker much later than everywhere else. So these were people that ended Shabbos later than everyone else. Somebody who ends Shabbos late, Machrim Lotzeis Mena Shabbos, that they extend the Shabbos, are people who are Zoicha to Bracha. And that is the reason why we say V'yitei Lecha, where we daven to HaKadosh Baruch for Bracha on Matzah Shabbos. After we spend the Shabbos, and we don't run away from Shabbos, we can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bracha. Continues the Gemara. Am Rabba B'Bachana, L'di Chazali Zavos Chal Dvash Chal Eretz Yisrael. I saw the entire area of Eretz Yisrael that Zavos Chal Dvash. V'havik Mebe Michsir Akur de Tugubukni. It was the distance from Mechisi to Akur de Tugubukni. Esmetarat de Parasi Urcha, a length of 22 parasa, or Poshia Sheet de Parasi, and a width of 6 parasa. Reb Chelbav Ravir, Reb Yosef Bechanina, Iklahu Asra. These individuals came to this place. Asa Kamaya Faska. So they brought to them a peach. Dava Keilfis Kfarhini. That it was as large as a Kfarhinoi frying pan. Asked the Gemara, Vilfis Kfarhini Kamahava. How large is that frying pan? Says the Gemara, Chameh Soin, the size of 5 saw. Ochlushlish. They ate a third of this huge peach. Vifgirushlish. And they left a third for whoever wanted it. But and they gave a third of it to the animals. So Mepharshim asked, how could they give food? How come they ate themselves before they fed their animals? Isn't the halacha, as we know, that first you have to feed your animals and then yourself? So Mepharshim answered that halacha only applies when one is serving the animal. The Ksav Seifa says this. Halacha, that when somebody is feeding the animal from his own food, there he has to be careful to feed the animal before he feeds himself. But here, however, they were feeding the animal from food that they received from someone else, and that food they could eat themselves, and afterwards they could feed the animal. And the Ksav Seifa uses the same teretz to answer another question. The halacha is that we're not supposed to use food that's fit for human consumption for animals. And again, he says that halacha applies when one is using his own food. Here they weren't using their own food, they were using food that they received from others, and that's why they could use it to feed animals. The next year, Rabbi Elazar came to this place, and again brought him a peach. But this time it was a small peach, nakte biyadei, that he was able to hold in his hands. V'amar, so he said that the pasuk says in Tehillim, eretz pli lemalecha mera yoshiba. The fruit turned salty because of the people's actions in that country. Rabbi Shua ben Levi ikel gavla. Rabbi Shua ben Levi came to the city of Gavla. Chazin alahani ketufa da v'kaimik ki'igli. He saw these huge clusters of grapes that looked like calves. Amma, a golem megnifanim, are the calves amongst the grapevines? Amma ktufininu, these are clusters of grapes. Amma, eretz chnisi perasayach. Eretz Yisrael draw back your fruit. Lemiata moitzi perasayich. To whom are you bringing out your fruits? La ravim halalu sha'om dalen b'chatusenu. For the Arabs that are inhabiting our land because of our avarice. L'shana ikl Reb Chiya l'hasam. The next year Reb Chiya arrived to that city. Chazin adav kaimi kizi. He saw that they were now smaller. They looked like goats. Omer izin vein gerfanim. Are there goats amongst the grapevines? Omer le zil. L'tav lo kachavrach. Don't act like your friend that cursed us and the size of the grapes got smaller. The Ben Yoyod explains that the difference in gematria between the word egel and the word eiz is 26. 26 is the gematria of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. And what we're saying was that because we were Mechalas Hashem, because we didn't serve Hashem properly, what ultimately happens is that the quality of the fruit diminishes. Tana Rabbanan, the Bechaseh Shas Yisrael, when at Yisrael is in a state of blessing, Beisah Oysa Chamishas Ruben Karin. Every Beisah produces 50,000 Kara produce. And when Tzoyin, which we're going to see soon, was one of the best areas in Egypt, is developed, a Beisar could only produce Shivim Kurim, 70 Kur. The Tanya. Amar Reb Meir, Ani Re'isi Bikas Beishan. I saw the area Beishan. Beisar Oysa Shivim Kurim. From here it seems that Beishan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim go on to discuss that there are different areas in Beishan. Some of those areas are considered part of Israel, and some are not. V'ein lecha mu'ula b'chol aratzis yotzei eretz Mitzrayim. There is no more fertile area than Egypt. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim. V'ein lecha mu'ula b'chol eretz Mitzrayim yotzei Mitzrayim. And the best area in Egypt is Tzoyan. What's the proof? Davamar b'malachim. That was the place where the kings of and the noblemen of Egypt lived. The Ksiv, Kehoya b'Tzoyan Tzorav. In Tzoyan is where their nobility lived. Ve'en l'cha trosh b'chol Eretz Yisrael, Yos Mechevrein. There is no area in Eretz Yisrael that's more rocky, that's not that fertile, like Chevron. What's the proof? David Kari by Shrichvi. That's why it was designated as an area to be a cemetery. Darmar Samachpel is a Chevron. Vafila Hachi, Chevron Mavun al Achs Meshiv Mitzoyan. Chevron, which is the worst area in Israel, is 7 times better than Mitzoyan, the best place in Mitzrayim. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Vachevron Meshavim Shonim Nivnasa Lefnei Tzoyim Mitzrayim. Ask them, remind them, so what does the Gemara mean with the words Nivnasa? Elaim Nivnasa Mamish, that it was built 7 years before. Ask the Gemara. Esha Adam Bain Abayis Lebnei Kotten, Koidim Shivna Lebnei Godel. Does a person build a home for his youngest child before he builds it for his older child? Shenemar, as we know, when we follow the Yichus of Canaan, Uvnei of Chom, Cush and Mitzrayim put to Canaan. So Mitzrayim was Chom's second son. Canaan was his fourth son. So certainly Chom did not build Mitzrayim prior to building Canaan. What the pasuk means to say is Shemavuna al Achs Meshiv B'Tzoyin, that it's 7 times more fertile than Tzoyin. So if Tzoyin, we said, produces 70 kar, Chevron, which is 7 times better, produces 490 kar. Says the Rav Hani Mili B'Troshim. That's only regarding the stony area of Eretz Yisrael, Chevron. Avishloi B'Troshim, the good fertile area of Eretz Yisrael. There, it's Chamish Meya. It's 500 times. It produces 500 kar. Where Mitzrayim, it produces 70 kar. The Hani Mili, that's Shloi B'Chaser. When Eretz Yisrael is not specifically blessed, Abruchasek. So when Eretz Yisrael is blessed, the Yizrak Yitzchak Be'Eretz Ahi. As Yitzhak planted, and he got out Meya Sha'orim. 100 times 500, which is 50,000 kar. Tanya Amr Rabbi Yossi. Saw be Yehuda, every area of saw, every saw of wheat in Yehuda, ha'is oysa chame sawim. From that, we could produce 5 saw. You could produce saw kemach, saw of regular flour, saw soilus is a fine flour, saw subin is a bran, saw mursin is coarse bran, saw kubraya and a saw of kubrayim, which is a very inferior flour which was used to make black bread. So there was a tzedakah that said to Reb Chanina, it's proper, you're acting properly when you praise your land. because Beis Saw Achas Anichli Abba. My father left me in an area of a Beis Saw. As Mepharshim explained, typically a person doesn't even bother planting such a small area, just the size of a Beis Saw. However, I planted this, and from this small area, Mimena Mashach, I have oil, Mimena Chamer, I have wine, Mimena Eber, Fermenta, I have grain, Mimena Kitnius, Fermenta, I have legumes, and Mimena Rois Meknossi, and I have grass for my livestock to graze. And as Mepharshim explained, all of this is included in the pasuk that we say every day in Krishma, Vasafta Duganecha, Siroshka, Vyutzarecha, Nosati Esa Besotchal Vemtecha. So we have the Gancha, which includes bread and kidneys. Tiroshcha is the wine. Yitzarecha is the oil. The Nasati Esel Behemtecha is the area to graze. Amlehu ba Amarola ba Ardi Yisrael. There was a certain person from Emor that said to a Jew who lived in Yisrael, Hai Tulsa, the Kaima Guda de Yardana. There was a date tree that was standing on the bank of the Jordan River. Kama kidirusimanai. How many dates did you harvest from that tree? Amale, so the Jew responded, Shitn kuri. I was able to harvest 60 kor. Amale, akati lo yelisaba. You have not entered into Yisrael. You're only by the border. Anach grivusa. You have already destroyed it. Because anan may ve'esim kor have a gazrina minay. I was able to get 120 of core of dates from that tree. Amalei, so the Jew replied, af anon nami mechad gis kaminalach. When I said I got 60 core, I meant only from one side. So Mepharshim asked, our Gemara has been teaching us that the brachas that we receive from Eretz Yisrael are when we act properly. So how come this person who was an Amairi had also such wonderful bracha from Eretz Yisrael? So Mepharshim answer that at times HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings bracha to Eretz Yisrael even when it's inhabited by Goyim, to demonstrate to us and to show to us how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. All we have to do is act properly and we will be zeicha to the brachas of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Chisda, my diksiv. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "Vetn l'cha eretz chemda nachlas tzvi." Lama nimshal eretz Yisrael l'tzvi? Why is eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Lomelach, ma tzvi ze ein oira machzik besaroi. We know that a deer, if one were to strip a deer of its hide, the hide cannot cover the deer again. Af eretz Yisrael eina machzekes persa. Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't make sense how such a small country can make such an abundance of produce. And the Mepharshim explained that was the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Meshech Chachma says this was the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. Ve'eschol kai gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu a bracha that he's going to make us a large nation and he's going to give us Eretz Yisrael. And these two brachas are juxtaposed next to each other to teach us that as large and as big as Klal Yisrael is, Eretz Yisrael will always fit and produce enough for Klal Yisrael as long as we act properly. Continues the Gemara. Dava Acher, Matzvi Zeh Kam Kol Achayis. The deer is the quickest of all animals. It runs the fastest. Af Eretz Yisrael Kal Mikol Arotzes Lavashos Perseh. Eretz Yisrael's fruits ripen very quickly. So one could suggest the deer is quick, but it doesn't have fat meat. Eretz Yisrael, perhaps kal vasho, it does ripen its fruits quickly. However, ein pereser shmanim, it doesn't produce rich fruit. Tamaloyim zavus chal dvash, shmeinim micholov, they're richer than milk, umesuk medvash, and sweeter than honey. Rabbi Lazar kesolik l'Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Lazar arrived at Yisrael, Omer, partly Michoda. I already have been saved from one curse that the pasuk refers to. Kisimchu, when he received Smicha, Omer partly Mitarti. Now I've been saved from the second curse. Kiasvu beside Heber, when he was included in the group of Bezdin that would decide which, if to make the year a leap year or not, Omer partly Mitlas. Now I've been saved from the third curse. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, V'hoisi yodai al hanaviim hachoizim shav, v'kosvim kozoiv, beside ami lo yiyu, ubiksav beis Yisrael lo yikosevu, v'al admas Yisrael lo yivau, v'yadatum kani Hashem Elokim. Beside ami lo yiyu, the side of Eber. The curse is that they won't be part of the side of Eber, and he had the bracha that he was part of the side of Eber. Because typically when somebody receives smicha, he receives a document that he has smicha. That there was a curse that they won't arrive in Eretz Yisrael, and he was happy that Baruch Hashem, he was zaycha to arrive to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira can have a solik Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zeira, as he would come to Eretz Yisrael, le'asker mabr le'mabr. He didn't find a boat to carry him over the river. Knock of Metzra, he held on to a rope that was strung across the river, the Ka'avar, and that's how he crossed the river. Amlayu Tzadaiki, so it was a Tzadaiki that observed how he was acting. And he told him, Amapaziza, you're very impetuous. The Kadmisa Pamaychal and Naichu, Klaisol has this Mida, because as we know, we said Nasa v'Nishma, Nasa before Nishma. And you're still acting with this kind of impetuousness, just not waiting for a boat to come, crossing on a river. Amalei, Rav Zeira said to him, the place, Eretz Yisrael, that Moshe and Aaron didn't have the schus to enter, how do I know I will have the schus to enter? And therefore, I don't wait till the boat comes, because I'm concerned I won't have the schus to enter Eretz Yisrael. I just cross the river, even with a rope. So the Mepharshim ask, we know that Moshe and Aaron did not enter Eretz Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira, made a decree because of the Erev Eira. But Rav Zeira didn't have that reason. So Ben Yoyada answers that Moshe and Aaron weren't supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mispalel, ever know of Siyarden Hazeh, at least allow me to cross the Yarden. And even that, he did not have the schus. And as we find over the history of Klal Yisrael, many tzaddikim, the Baal Shem, the Gra, wanted to arrive in Eretz Yisrael, but did not have the schus. And Rav Zeira wanted to make sure that he could enter Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Rav Abba Menashe Kipi de Akka. Rav Abba would kiss the stones of Akka. So Posh Peshat in the Gemara is that out of love of Eretz Yisrael, he kissed the stones to demonstrate his love. Another pshat that I saw is that as he entered Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that as he left Eretz Yisrael, he showed how much he loved Eretz Yisrael and he kissed its stones as he left Eretz Yisrael. Yet another pshat that the Mepharshim explain is that Akkoi was an area that they used to make kalim, they used to make vessels. And typically when one left Israel, he would buy vessels from Akko as a souvenir. And when somebody brought to Rav Abba a souvenir, a vessel from Akkoi, to show his love of Eretz Yisrael, he would kiss those vessels. Taisus explains that from our Gemara it seems that Akkoi is part of Eretz Yisrael. Yet he says in other places it seems that Akkoi is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus answers that there were different areas in Eretz Yisrael, that Akkoi was a city that was half part of Israel, half part of Chutz Laaretz. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Imri Eish uses that to explain the Gemara, that there are people who are half Eretz Yisrael and half Chutz Laaretz. They're not one way or another way. They're sort of mixed up. They're somewhat good and somewhat not good. And what Rav Abba would do is he would kiss them and try to be makar of them to avoid this Hashem. Rav Chanina Maskin Meskeli. Again, Rav Chanina wanted to show the love of Eretz Yisrael, so if there were stones on the floor, he would be careful to clean them to keep Eretz Yisrael beautiful. Taisva says another pshat. Taisva says that as Rav Chanina was traveling from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to make sure he didn't know when he entered Eretz Yisrael. How would he know? He says that the stones of Eretz Yisrael are heavier than the stones of Chutz Laaretz. So he would weigh the stones. He would pick up stones in the entire way as he was traveling to Israel, and when the stones that he was picking up got heavier, that was a proof to him that he entered Eretz Yisrael. And again, the Imri Eish, according to the Peshat that we just said, says Maskim Skeli, we were talking about people who are trying to bring other people closer to Hashem. Maskim Skeli, before somebody tries to makarev someone else, he has to take away his stones, he has to perfect himself. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Kaimi Mishum Shalatula Umetula Lashimsha. They would stand up front while they were learning to go from an area where it was sunny to shady, when it was hot, and it was going from the area of shade to sun when it was cold. And the Mefarshim explained what the Gemara is trying to prove, that they did not want, they wanted to show the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, when you're cold, there's a place to go to get warm. And when you're warm, there's a place to go to get cooled off. All the wonderful characteristics that one can want in a land are in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw, the Rimi Gash explains, is that they had Talmidim that came from Chutz Laaretz, and they wanted to make sure that those Talmidim should not come and not appreciate Eretz Yisrael. So the way they made sure that that happened was by making sure the Talmidim should always sit in a comfortable place where they should never have to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. Demri Eish, again, according to his explanation that he refers to them making people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they saw somebody who was sitting in the sunlight, even if he was a Rasha, they would tell him, don't think that just because you're sitting in the sunlight that things are going well for you, you should act that way. Know that you have to act properly. And the same vice versa. If they saw that a tzaddik was having a difficult time, they explained to him, don't lose your faith, chas v'shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Ganda, Minda bar Afra. Rav Chiya would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Kiratzu, and Tehillim, Kiratzu avadecha savaneo, your servants cherish the stones, v'safarar yuchanenu, and they favor her dust. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes once arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and he did not kiss the land, kiss the stones, as we learned about Rav Abba. And his chassidim, who were with him, asked him, doesn't our Gemara say the Rav Abba Menash Kipi Da'akam? So he pointed out, he says, if we look in our Gemara in the Rashi, the fourth line on our Amid, Rashi quotes this pasuk, Kirotz Avadecha Azavanel Vesafaru Yuchaynenu. And the question is obvious. What is Rashi teaching us more than the Gemara says? So he answered, there's one word of the Gemara that's missing from Rashi. The word shenema. What was the Gemara, what was Rashi teaching us? That not everybody is necessarily on the madrega to kiss and act that way when he enters at this role. It has to be a person who truly is Rotz Avadecha Esavaneh Vesafari Chaneinu. Such a person should act that way, not everyone else. In fact, when the Bris Gerov arrived in Eretz Yisrael, also after the war, he did not kiss the ground, and his Talmidim asked him why not. So he says, when we look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the Salocha, he says, G'doylei Hachamim Hoy Menashkim Atchum Eretz Yisrael. So he says it's a halacha that was said to great people, like Rabbi Abba, who's known to be a very modest, great person. Not everybody is necessarily on that madrega, and that's why not everybody necessarily acts this way. Amar Zaira, Amar Yimri Abba, Dor Shem David Ba, the door in which Mashiach comes. And like Taisha says, since our Gemaras have been speaking about what the world will look like when Mashiach comes, the Gemara continues. Category of a Talmid HaChachamim. There will be fights against Talmid HaChachamim. There will be jealousy against Talmid HaChachamim. I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that people will be jealous and vilify Talmid HaChachamim. Or another pshat is that amongst Talmid HaChachamim themselves, unfortunately, there will be that kind of behavior. Kamrisa Kamei Shmuel Amar, Tziruf Achat Tziruf. There will be harsh decrees, one after another, as we approach Mashiach. Shnema va'oid ba asireo v'shava v'hoysel var. When there'll be only a tenth of Klal Yisrael left, that's when Mashiach will come. Tanya Rav Yaisi, Baizi, Ubaizi de Baizi. There will be plunderers, and then people will plunder the plunderers. It'll be one tsar after another. Amrav Chibar Ashi Amarav. A sidon called Ilanus Sarak Shemeret Yisrael, Shiitnu Pairis. All of the barren trees of Chutz of Eretz Yisrael will give fruit. Shnema Keitz Nasa Piriyai Teina VeGefen Nas Nuchelim. The tree will give its fruit. The fig tree and the grapevine will give their wealth. And again, as we began this year, the Mefarshim explain that in the world of Mashiach, where we will have corrected and done Shuvah on the Avera of Adam HaRishon, there will no longer be the problem of Zeis, Apecha, Teich, Alechem. All trees will give fruit. And Taisha says, since we wanted to end the Masechta B'Dovetai with a nice something wonderful, that's why the Gemara ends with this rule that a Sidon Kol Ilana Srak Shabbat Yisrael Shiyitunu Peiris. However, the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim explain that this Gemara, when it says a Sidon Ilana Srak Shiyitunu Peiris, doesn't mean specifically fruit trees. The Ilana Srak Shiyitunu Peiris means people who are Ilana Srak, people who perhaps in this world are somewhat empty, don't spend their time learning Torah, don't spend their time doing mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, Sidon Kol Ilanei Srak Shebet Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael will be Yitanu Peiris, will ultimately begin to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. And that's what Taisus means when he says, L'sayim B'Dovet Toiv. At the end, when Mashiach comes, everybody will be Toiv. Everybody will learn Torah. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to learn the Torah, that we should be able to continue learning Torah. We should be able to continue being Marbitz Torah. That more and more people from our Klal Yisrael should be Alonei Srak, perhaps now not learning Torah, but they should become people who are Yitanu Peiros. Join us, joining Klal Yisrael to do the Ritzon Hashem of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs until we come taka to the siyum of Masechet Ksubis, to the siyum of our Golus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring an end to all of the tzaros of Klal Yisrael and bring us the bracha of Yeshua b'mehera b'yameinu. Hanu loch shnei dayon egzeres v'slikalach Masechet Ksubis. Hanu loch shnei dayon egzeres v'slikalach Masechet Ksubis. Hanu loch shnei dayon egzeres v'slikalach Masechet Ksubis.